In Somalia, an insurgency threatens to bring down the transitional government. There are daily gunfights in the streets of the capital, Mogadishu, and nearly 200,000 residents are living along a stretch of road heading away from the city. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
From a distance, way up in the air, the outflow from Mogadishu looks like suburban sprawl. Thousands of people have relocated along a body-shaking strip of road that leads from the capital to a small town called Afgoya. It was in this town almost a year ago that members of Somalia's transitional government sat in the shade of an old acacia tree and made big plans for the future. Now the road to Afgoya is all plastic sheeting and puddles of mud. Up close, what could be mistaken for suburbia from the air looks like something awful. This is a non-food item distribution center at the Agricultural College in Afgoya. As you can hear, everyone is shouting. There are about 3,700 people living near here, and at every turn, they're standing, sitting, darting, leaning, pressing. Doe-eyed women are lined up like feathers on a peacock in brightly colored hijabs, their kids coughing and pushing close. Somali aid workers, many of whom are displaced themselves, carry long saplings and swat at the women to hold the line. It's not easy to watch a man hit a woman with a switch, but they're doing what Somali pastoralists do. They're herding. This is all for plastic sheets for the huts that families will sleep in tonight and every night until the situation in Mogadishu changes for the better.
Definitely we'll go back, but when? We don't know. When the situation clears, particularly when clashes totally stop. Otherwise, we can't risk our lives in Mogadishu.
That's Hussein Osman, a 49-year-old day laborer. He lived in Mogadishu with his four wives and 12 children until the end of July. That's when two of his neighbors were shot and killed. Osman and the family walked miles to get to this campsite. Walking spared them the cost that those who ride in cars or buses or on donkey carts pay at various checkpoints along the road. Ad hoc militias and even transitional government soldiers use checkpoints to shake down aid workers and the indigent for money. The driver of a truck carrying relief items can be charged anywhere from $40 to $400 to pass. That is, until the next checkpoint. Meet Hawa Ahmed. She's 38 years old, she has 8 children and a husband, and until last Thursday, she sold vegetables near the animal market in Mogadishu. Hawa Ahmed is something of a physicist. She can tell a lot from the sound of a stray bullet.
We are just measuring which direction the stray bullet is coming from, and then we find the place where the fight is going on, and then we escape to different directions.
Ahmed says she never felt protected by the Ugandan peacekeepers in the city or the transitional government. But she says peace will only come to Mogadishu when the Ethiopians leave.
Unless the security situation changes and the Ethiopians go out from Mogadishu, we can't go back.
That sentiment is echoed frequently in the camp, where distrust of Ethiopia's interest in Somalia runs deep. The first priority of the insurgents is to get the Ethiopians packing, and the transitional government says the families of insurgents are living in the camps. But if they are, then they're not getting enough to eat. Malnutrition rates are dangerously high among the children here. The crops in the region have failed this year, and this next sound makes the planting season effectively over. Sheikh Ahmoud came to Afgoy with his neighbors from Mogadishu about 18 days ago. He says he followed the wisdom of the crowd and a higher authority. As a 71-year-old religious leader, Ahmoud says God will deliver Somalia in good time.
We believe that God is listening, but definitely the time is not yet. It will come sometime.
Until then, he and hundreds of thousands of his fellow displaced residents of Mogadishu will continue talking loudly. With their feet. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Afgoy, Somalia.